Hi, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Make Comics podcast from Comics Experience. My name is Joey Groh, and Andy Schmidt and I tackle questions from listeners each week, every other week. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Bi-weekly podcast talking about the nuts and bolts of making comics. And this week we have a question that came in from Ramon Gill, who is actually a Comics Experience workshop member. And he asks the following. Here's one. When we talk about asking questions, here's one. How about exploring the question of, do we still need comic book publishers? With digital distribution and social media, do we really still need to go the traditional route to get our stories out there? That is from Ramon. And this seems kind of multi-layered and sort of depends on what you want as far as your big picture, you know, for making comics. The very, you know, root version of making comics is you have a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, or you're doing it digitally and you make your own comics and you put them online, or you hand them to people, or you don't do anything with them, or you're like that Cloud Atlas guy and say, nobody's going to read this for 100 years. Look at all my many comics I've written. That's going to be my it's going to be my new tact. But do we still need comic book publishers? Interesting question. I would tend to say sure, absolutely, from somebody who's doing creator-owned stuff and self-publishing. I like the idea of having a publishing partner, and certainly working on a licensed work for hire title, that also has a ton of appeal. From your perspective, Andy, obviously people are coming to Comics Experience to get more skills and to improve what they do, somewhat the end goal of going to the Big Two. And, you know, frankly, a lot of the folks that are the professionals on the board work at the Big Two or have worked at the Big Two. So that's obviously been part of their career trajectory, too, is that they're
looking for
larger publishers as well as small.
Right. And most, if not all of them, have also done creator-owned.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, one of the things that we do or talk about in Comics Experience is we don't impose goals on the folks that are joining our courses or joining the workshop, right? So you don't sign up and then I say, your goal should be to write the next Blue Devil comic book. Although now that I've said that out loud, everyone who's listening should probably try and write the next Blue Devil comic book.
Let's do it.
and I'm putting that on my to-do list. So we get a lot of folks that have that and it helps in creating a variety of discussion and variety of points of views in our workshops and on the forums and all that, because you've got people who are really often tackling the same issues but from different angles and with different goals in mind. And so the answer for Ramon may be no, you don't need established publishers, because, you know, Ramon's actually, you know, I happen to know him, so I know a bit about him. You know, he's sort of got a small little publishing thing going already. Hey, if Marvel and DC and Image all disappeared, that would probably be nice for him. And sad for the folks that like those comics. But you know, need is an interesting question, or is an interesting word. You know, really, I don't think we need comics from a survival sense. They are not life-sustaining materials, although to some of us, they kind of are.
I mean, Hellboy ended, and that to me, I don't know what else to do. I think you're wrong there. I think it was one of the essential elements of life.
Right. Well, you know what? Let's just stop everything. Now that you've said that out loud,
done.
We're just done. So obviously you're taking it to that extreme, right? No, you don't. But I think the right question is: are comics publishers necessary for a healthy comics industry, healthy creative environment? And when you look at it from that perspective, I think the answer is yes. Comics publishers are, and multiple comics publishers. Right now in the United States, there is one publisher that is dominating dollar sales, dominating, you know, the news cycle, and dominating you know, market share. Like, any way you look at it, it's dominating. And that's okay if that's the case for a while. Hopefully what that does is it sparks other publishers to up their game, and we can get back to something resembling more of an equilibrium again. But But in doing so, like all the boats have risen, right? We've all jumped to like the next level creatively, which is not to say that sales are necessarily indicative of quality or of content. That's a whole nother thing. But speaking in very broad strokes, you know, the hope is that as one publisher finds success, other publishers are learning and are able to grow, and that the industry as a whole is growing, and that the talent pool is growing. And there are disconnects in the industry right now. One of the major disconnects is ways for new talent to get noticed and move up the ladder of publishers and to get read by more and more people. There is a real disconnect there, and it is part of the reason why so many people have just kind of given up on the print publishers and are going to publishing their own web comics, publishing on a digital platform, and just throwing stuff out on social media, because the disconnect between new talent being able to get published and publishers looking for it. And there is a recognition within the industry of this fact, and you can see it. I mean, you can even see it in the fact that DC Comics recently had announced the DC Comics, you know, writers and artists, you know, talent development programs. Well, that doesn't happen if it's already working, right? So there are these places that need and continue to require help. There are some social justice issues within the industry and in the way that characters are portrayed, and we need to continue working on those things. So, but in terms of you know, the industry as a whole being healthy, it's helpful to have some publishers that have that larger reach, right? Because they can amplify creators' voices. It's one of the reasons, right? They can also help with sustainability, because they're able to put out more content on a regular basis, which creates a buying pattern behavior, or helps cement a buying pattern behavior from the public that would consume the material that somebody who just wants to do their own thing is going to put out. If you don't have those larger publishers drumming up support, drumming up that media coverage, doing all of that work and getting all of that together, it becomes much more difficult for the lesser known creators to get anything out there in any way that it gets read. Now, you will find people that will disagree with me on that, and will disagree with me like vehemently, 100%. But I think that is the reality. I think that when Marvel or DC or Dark Horse or whomever is succeeding and is putting out really great content, I think that helps the industry. And when a smaller publisher is putting out really great content and is getting great reviews and are seeing incremental sales increases, the comics industry benefits as a whole from that. That's my belief. I have seen evidence that is the case. That said, capitalism is a competitive sport. And so what happens when, you know, one or two are dominating, they get heavily criticized because everybody else wants that top spot.
Right.
Which is also me not saying that there aren't reasons to criticize any number of publishers. So I'm trying. I feel like every time I make a statement on this one, I have to clarify. But I think publishers are very helpful in support of a healthy comics industry. When one or two publishers get dominant, or when they have practices that aren't healthy, be them social justice issues, the way that people are treated, or the way that certain segments of the population are depicted in the comics in an unflattering light, we will say, and then that gets propagated, then obviously that's not helping form a healthy community. And it's up to us as the consumers of the media, and those of us that are creating as content creators, content providers, to fight against those things. And so it is a give and take. And the thing is this is always an evolving conversation. You don't want, Marvel or DC to become a monopoly in comics. That wouldn't be good. I think we all recognize that. But there is that need. And the fact that we've got characters with that kind of history, I think is good. 75 years of Batman or however long it is now is a pretty cool thing. And it does help bring new readers in. Sometimes it puts off new readers. So, there's a flip side to every one of these statements. But yeah, I do think that overall, right now, and this could change 20 years from now, that publishers are still helpful for creating a healthy comics environment. And again, that does not mean that the comics industry is perfect. It is far from it. The entertainment industry as a whole is far from perfect. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that's going to argue with that. But, as content providers, creators, as content consumers, we can help shape those arguments if we're thinking about the things that we're supporting. Kind of went off a little bit there. But I do think that's all tied together, which is why I kind of went off on the tangents. But yeah, that's my take on it.
Connecting the dots and bringing them back together. Well, hopefully, Ramon, that answers your question. Obviously, somebody like Ramon taking it on himself and making his own comics through his own publishing imprint is a great way if you do want to work with another publisher who sees what you do and how you do it. And that's something I always try to keep top of mind too when thinking about publishing partners, because it is a business, and it's I think encouraging when people see you in action and thinking about it from a business standpoint, obviously, as well as being as creative and as true to what you're trying to do as you possibly can. If you have a question that you'd like talked about on the show, you can email info@comicsexperience.com. You can also tweet at Andy. He's at Comic Experience on Twitter, which, as we talked about last episode, is now a couple of different folks from CE at the helm. And CE currently, let's see, we're going to be past Denver for when we post this. You guys were at Denver Comic Con, which, pause for edit point, was awesome! Or, could have been not the giant spaceship from Independence Day crashing into you. One of the two. I figured that's how Denver went.
And also, just to clarify, Ramon's publishing imprint is Sci-Fi's, which you can check out at www.sci-fi's, SCIFIES.com. He's got some very cool stuff, and it's not just publishing. He also hosts panels and things at different comic-related events and conventions and things. Take a look; it's very cool stuff.
Anything going on at CE we should tell folks about on the comics experience front?
We've got digital painting open for enrollment, introduction to comic art open for enrollment, introduction to comics writing, introduction to comics coloring, I believe, is open. And of course, coming up on July 27th and 28th. Does that sound right?
Yes.
27th and 28th, the Master Seminar in the evenings. It's two-parter. Master Seminar with Brian Michael Bendis on comics script writing, which is going to be pretty phenomenal.
So the first night ends on a cliffhanger. You got to come back for night number two and
Yes.
find out what the resolution was.
That's right. Yeah. It's good stuff. There's a lot of really great stuff going on, and it's a good time to be a part of it.
I'm going to join that seminar just to ask him about Fortune and Glory Volume 2. It's going to be my entire agenda. When's it coming? When's it coming?
Well, I think a second volume of that would be really, really interesting right now.
It would be very interesting right now. I'm sure he's got too many other things to do
Yeah.
to get to that. Well, thanks for tuning in. If you have a question, send email into info@comicsexperience.com, or you can tweet at Comic Experience on Twitter, and we will talk about it here on the show. Until next time, keep making comics.